In today's gospel, we hear when Jesus said that this has been fulfilled in their hearing, basically he's saying who he is, that he is the long-awaited-for Messiah that all the prophets had foretold in the Old Testament, and that everything was leading up to this time in history when Jesus, the Son of God, would be present. And as he said, he came with a specific mission, and that was to bring glad tidings, or what we would call today the gospel, the good news. And that's what Jesus did in those 3 years. He brought the good news of God's truth to our world, and he preached that message of forgiveness, mercy, love, hope, healing, respect, the idea of caring for one another. And so the church has taken that role on for 2,000 years. Because Jesus, before he went back to heaven, he said to the disciples, "Now I give you that job, that now it is up to you when I go back to the Father. You have to continue the work that I started to proclaim the good news, the gospel, through all the world." And that's what the church has done for 2,000 years in many different ways. And we know one of the ways we do this is through our Catholic school system. And today and this week we celebrate Catholic Schools Week. And that's one of the greatest achievements of our Catholic Church, that we have Catholic schools where the children learn not only have an excellent education in the arts and the sciences and sports, but they also learn about the gospel. They also learn about the truth, and they learn how to be a disciple of Christ. Because the way we want to transform our world is not just through what we learn in worldly ways that helps, but we also want to learn God's truth. We want to hear the gospel message and go out into the world and proclaim it in our work, in our families, in our neighborhoods, our communities, our schools, wherever we are called. Disciples are called to bring the gospel message to our world, because that's the only way we can transform our world and make it a better place, is with the gospel message, the good news of Jesus Christ, that only that will make this world, as I say, a better place. And as I say, we're very blessed to have a great school here at St. Bruno's, and you'll hear a little more about that at the end of today's Mass. But obviously there's other ways that we are called to grow in our faith. Obviously one way is we're all expected as Catholics to come to church every Sunday and to be nourished by the Word of God and to be nourished by the body and blood of Christ, which then will give us the gifts and the strength we need to go out from this church every Sunday and live out our faith, to be disciples of Christ and to bring the good news to our world. Because we all know there are many people that have fallen away from the church or say they don't believe. Well, once again, the priests, we can't be out there. We can't be out there. It's up to each and every one of you in your everyday lives to bring the message of the good news to the people that you encounter. And it's by sharing that message, the gospel message of hope and forgiveness and peace and respect, of justice, of love, all the things that we stand for. It's up to each and every Catholic, each and every Christian who are disciples of Christ to share that message. So obviously when we share the message, we need to know the message. We need to understand what it is we believe as Catholic Christians. And obviously there are many programs in every parish. We have Bible studies and different speakers to help us grow in our faith, grow in a deeper understanding. Because the more we understand our faith, the more then we're confident to discuss it with others. If we say, well, I have a faith, I believe in Jesus Christ, but I don't feel comfortable talking about it, how can we change the world? How can we affect the people? Whether it's people we love, our family, our friends, our neighbors, or just people we come into contact with. You never know how we can change somebody's life by sharing our faith and letting them know what we believe and why we believe it. Now, obviously, there's, as I say, we're all called to do that, and sometimes it's hard to find the time. You know, parishes have programs, but sometimes it's hard with work and family to find that time. But we need to try and find the time in our year to kind of attend at least a few talks or series that will help us grow in our faith. And as you know, we're very blessed here to have the university series. Father Dave, when he came here just over 2 years ago started the university series here in our region. And he started it, I think it was like 15 years ago, in the Ventura region. And I was there in Simi Valley at the time. And it was just an amazing series to have all these amazing speakers during Lent. Every night there was different speakers in different parishes. I think there was about 10 to 12 parishes. And we had these amazing speakers, and people could go and really hear some of the best speakers in our church in this country. And they would come out here during that Lenten season. So once again, it's just something we ask everyone to, you'll get one of these during Mass. The ushers will be passing them out in a minute. And to take them home and to read them and to look at them. And, you know, sometimes our calendars, Lent is just around the corner. I know Christmas is just over, but Lent is around the corner. And before we know it, Easter will be here. So, but take this home, look at your, read them, see which ones you're really interested in, look interesting to you, and look at your calendars and plan. Even if you can only go to a couple, you know, but we have five, we have Beatitudes and St. Mary's, ourselves, we added two more in Bellflower, St. Dominic's and St. John Bosco High School. So we have some great speakers during the Lenten season, which will help people grow in their faith, their understanding of the faith, and give them that confidence to share their faith with others. So we really ask that you really take this home, look at it, read it, discuss it as a family, and try and plan at least a couple to attend a couple of these great series. So now at this time, I'll invite the ushers to please come forward and pass one of these out to each family.